The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. And funny man, Daylan Oliver is in the studio with us this afternoon. Welcome back to The Drive.
Team, away. Thank you so much for having me back. Love your vibes and energy.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you back, my friend. How have the shows been going?
It's been going well. Lots of traveling over the past year. For 4 months, been on the road. Performed in 7 countries, 18 cities. Great to be back in South Africa and living in the Rand.
That's good proper to be busy, huh?
That is. And how have you found the international audiences?
They've been fantastic. The first thing was that they don't know much about South Africa, which is,
I was going to ask,
the saddest.
Ken hulle fons.
They don't. Hulle weet nie wat ons weet nie. And sometimes we don't know what we know, but we know we've got the X factor. I think we're the world's best kept secret.
Have you been educating them honestly about us, or have you been telling them stories?
So this is important. This is very important. It's easy to travel with no one watching and go there and just bang out stereotypes and let the world go.
Yeah.
I knew they were like this. So what's important for me is giving some sort of window into South Africa. And from my perspective, going, this is why you need us in your life. We burst the gluten oat milk / yoga free bubble that they live in on that side of the world. Because small thing, we were waiting in Berlin for the train, and my friend who's German was like, oh, the trains are 5-10 minutes late, and he started complaining. And again, I said, I'm not stereotyping, but you're lucky the trains arrive. Like, sometimes the trains don't arrive at home, and sometimes it's because the train is burning. Like, just there, and it's burning, and South Africans are like, cool, let's just figure the rest of the day out. We'll move on.
There's a reason Rob van Vieren made Namaste Bear a character.
Yes.
And the other people have Namaste Bear as a lifestyle. It's
through
different.
And through. That's exactly what it is. So I genuinely think we need to make sure that everyone around the world has South Africans as friends, South Africans in their lives, to teach them how to navigate things and be appreciative of things.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the level of issues that's different. You talk about your German friend and talking about the trains and whinging. I remember the first time I was in Berlin. It was the middle of winter. It was -29 degrees that night. And the next day, the front page of the Berlin Times, the very first sentence on the front page of the paper, it's like the most important sentence in journalism, right? It was -29, record in the last 2 decades, but we are pleased to report that all the trains ran on time.
They're very proud. They're very proud about their trains. They're weird like that.
They are.
So for a South African comedian, Daylan, doing a tour overseas with so many dates, so many different countries, that's got to be something that you're really proud of. How did all of that come together?
Yeah, thank you so much. So it started in September, October of 2023. My sister's based in Melbourne. So we said, okay, cool, we're going to visit you. First time I was visiting her in Oz, but then said, listen, I have to make this visit count. We have to make the Rand stretch. The Rand stretches. We love the Rand, but it stretches.
Also,
like
I want to make these flights tax deductible, please.
We need to make everything work. If SARS hears me or sees me, must know. I was working, right? And then from there, planned 5 cities in Australia. So we did Brisbane, Melbourne, Gold Coast, Sydney, and Perth September, October last year. And then made some really good connections. And then went back to a festival at Fringe World in Perth in Feb, which was great. My show won an award, which for me meant a lot, because as South Africans, we know we're worth our salt, but we don't know if the world understands or appreciates our stories.
Yeah.
So getting that stamp for me was fantastic, because small things. We speak English, but they still don't understand us.
Nar.
Like, how, man? I'm saying all the letters in the word. Regrettable. I'm saying all the letters, but still you're looking at me confused. So, and a lot of them thought we're aggressive. And then I was like, we're not aggressive, we're passionate. Then I had to explain the Springboks, because they said we're arrogant. I said, no, you must understand, the Springboks play a big role in the country. And they represent the entire country. This is the first time a sports team has done this. And then I had to explain to them that they literally kept our electricity on during the World Cup. In 2023, every time the Springboks won, we had electricity. And for them to comprehend that, it's difficult. And you always say, I'm not stereotyping. These are windows into our realities. And then from Oz, I said, okay, cool. Let me see where else I can spread my footprint. And then my wife was with me on this past trip we did to the UK and Europe, which was fantastic. So we could create some amazing memories. But coming home was the best part, because you miss South Africa. We have something so special. The expats, because my show's drifted between expats and internationals from the specific country. But the expats miss home, man. It's wild how much they miss home. You can see it in their eyes. Like, sometimes you just hug them longer. So just Hold me longer. It's fine. It's fine. And then some of them say they miss it. I'm like, yes, but you chose to leave. Don't
hold me closer, you lekker ding.
There we go. Yeah. Yes. And just give them all the slang and Afrikaans that they need. But bigger picture, the growth as a comedian has been fantastic because now I trust myself to perform on any stage, whether it's locally or internationally, and being able to adapt. That's always the important thing about traveling. Yes, you can perform to South African audiences, but go play the club scenes, go play the festival scenes, and make sure that you're accessing all nationalities. So even with Australia, in total, that 2 months, I did like 91 shows. So we played it across. Yeah. So I said, we're going to go wherever we can. We're going to die if we need to die. But by the time we come home, we must have that South African resilience on point.
Mm. Fair enough.
Mm. So much has happened to you since we last saw yes. you. You got married.
Yes.
And he stilted. We just saw,
yes. There was gossip around it.
You got married. You left your radio gig.
Yes.
And it's just been like it's been a year of incredible growth for you.
Thank you. It's been a wonderful season. So even our marriage, we were engaged for 2 weeks, right? But we only posted because apparently you have to post some official things online, apparently. So we only posted like a video and a picture or two of us in April last year. And then in August, next post of ours were like, we're getting married. And then we got married within 2 weeks. And if you're not aware by now, given my accent, I am colored, right? And in the colored community, if you get married within 2 weeks, someone's pregnant.
Like, yes.
There's a baby somewhere, right? And it's been a year and there's no baby. And some people are still shocked. So we always tease. We say we left the kids in Australia just to tease the aunties. Because Maxine was with for a month. But it's been a fantastic season, man. We were blessed to find our people. I'm 35. And I think love in your 30s is different. Love in your 40s is different. It's not your 20s type of love. So I was like, I know this is my person, and she was the same. And we decided to just do it before the end of the year and this year. And what a season it's been so far, man. Really enjoying it.
Did you do a proper wedding?
Yeah, so even that, because I grew up with 7 close friends in the area that I'm from, and she had 7 close friends as well. So we invited our 7 close friends and their partner. And then there's always the 1 or 2 friends who don't have partners. You're like, yes, that's good. Stay single. That's one less number. Brilliant. And it was my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother-in-law, and her brother, and her parents. And that was it. 30 people. Yeah, we did a nice intimate ceremony. She got a dress. I got a suit within 2 weeks. She found a dress quicker than I got a suit. Because I don't have my sexy dad body, you know. I can't just buy any suit, like it has to fit.
Tailored.
So she found a dress within 2 days, and then I found my suit was wrapped up the Friday. The wedding was the Sunday. Added at a nice intimate church at the Range in Tukai, beautiful place. Then we had a nice early dinner, lunch, and some speeches, and we did all the things that you want for memories. And 2 days later, we were off to Australia to go, visit my sister and spend some time together.
To go to work.
There we go.
Yeah.
This is a working honeymoon?
Yes. Exactly. Yes. We keep telling. And you know what? We don't want to sound ungrateful because we've been so blessed to travel for this past year. But it's never been a space where we can switch off without work. So every time we're planning something now, we're like, we can't wait to just have that 7-10 days where there's no work. But you also don't want to sound ungrateful because you've been traveling. And it's tough for people who are not in the industry.
Yeah.
But you at the hotel, you're at here. You're like, yes, but I haven't slept yet, or I haven't had a moment away from my phone.
All of this travel, all of this tour, all of these dates and so on. Where's a cuck place to go?
You know what, Dave? I'm first shocked at the word that you used.
that will not make it onto the radio.
I love you so much. the Ireland's weather was horrible, but the people made up for it.
Yeah, the Irish are lekker.
The Irish are so cool. They're the best. Like, when chatting to them, they're just so content. I call them lazy. Like, but they're so content with life. They're the South Africans for me. They were, because it was summer and it was 16 degrees. But the uncles were in shorts, and they were in slops, and they were in tank tops, and we were in hoodies and jackets, looking at them going, why are you so happy? They're like, no, we got our beer, and we're busy drinking, and the sun's out for a bit, and it's not raining. And Ireland, in terms of the people, were the most amazing, but in terms of a holiday destination, don't go there at all. And I don't want to sound horrible, because the people were so amazing. You know what I mean? It's a very tough balance. London was great, but the people live in bubbles, so no one greets you.
Yeah.
And you know, South Africa.
Also, it's 9,000 rand for a beer at the moment.
Bruh, it's so expensive. That pound doesn't smack you. It claps you. Like, from Pretoria to Benoni, right through to Bloemfontein. Oh, my word. It hurts you, eh? And the funniest thing is, like, don't convert. But you're living in the rand. Mm. Even though you're traveling and working.
Exactly.
You're living in the rand. My biggest problem with London was the fact that there's so many Saffas, which is great. I thought we would have rubbed off onto them because we're happy people. We love a morning. How's it? Mm. I greeted someone and they just looked at me like I was the problem. And then you know when you greet and you look behind you going, I'm sure you weren't looking at someone else.
Did you do that thing where you were on your phone standing on the wrong side of the escalator or the tube?
I didn't.
And you turn around, there's this queue of people just furiously staring.
Holding people up.
No one's saying a word, but they're just furiously
staring behind
you.
Yeah. And then you go, use your words. Use your... Now, I shouted to people, this is a problem, eh? I had moments when, and again, you can't even gossip, you can't even use the South African-isms because there's so many Saffas busy traveling. Like, we were just listening to people's conversations. There was, we were in the train one night and then there was this four girls in front of us and one was South African and she was telling us about the new relationship. Two were South African. So she was talking to Afrikaans to the other one and then we were just listening. And then as we got off, we said, alles van die beste. And then she just looked at us confused. We're like, yeah, don't worry.
People think Afrikaans is much more of a cheat code overseas than it actually is.
No, it's not. It's so accessible. People, I think even the people of that land are starting to learn Afrikaans. Like through and through.
Dylan, Maxine is a singer-songwriter.
Yes.
She's got music that's out there. How is it for the two of you to live in a house of two intensely creative people?
Yeah, so first of all...
Financially
stressful, I was going to say. We chose stability, guys. We're like, let's make it work. So that's the only reason we work, without sounding horrible. So when we met each other, and this is sounding so cheesy because I never want to be this guy, but I am this guy now, so it's fine. I'm the happy uncle. So we'd always say we never knew it's this good. No one told us it could be this good. Just having a partner that understands your rhythms. And then moving into a space with the arts and music, understanding what someone's process is and supporting them and knowing that if she's working late at night, that cool, I'm going to show up and vice versa. I'm going to show up. And when she's writing, I need to understand her creative process and vice versa. But she grew up in a musical family. On mom's side is the shoulders. So let me, do you know the song, Won't You Give a Little Love?
Yes.
Right, so her uncle wrote that song. And then at Montreal, this is colored sister Sunday songs. That's her uncle,
it's
Tony.
It's taking me right back.
And then a dad, these autumn, so dad, Richard C, is a big, big jazz muso.
Legacy musicians.
Yeah. So Rob, when you're in town, we're going to expose you to these
proper
people. You'll see aunties that can jazz for 300 meters with a long, those aunties' fingers are so long, they will find you, right? So it's legacy that she comes from and so she understands it. Mm. And me just being in that household, I'm a fanboy all the time. And like the first time I went to a parents for lunch, Vicky Sampson was just there. And I was just looking going, is this my African dream? Is this my African dream?
Just here in the
just
room.
Just here. She's like, yes. I'm like, you know, if you come to my house, Uncle Dougie's going to be there. There's one of the drunk uncles. There's not going to be a Vicky Sampson. So she's been exposed to that. And I'm just glad that she's recording again. Because she was singing. When we met, she was singing on the cruise liners. So you do 6 months on, 6 months off. And then when we got married, we're like, no, man, let's figure things out. Release music. She released the first song of a 5-song EP. She's set to release the next one at the end of the month. And then I'm like, let's create. We'll create and create and see where this thing lands. If we travel, we travel together. We also did long distance, 6 months.
Oof.
Guys, if you want to learn about yourself, you do long distance. Yeah. Then there's no Wi-Fi, but you must still have a conversation in a different time zone. So yeah, we fit like a glove and we're enjoying the process. And marriage is fun because no one tells you that you're going to argue liquor, man. You're going to scale liquor. Our parents don't tell us that. They like, yes, it's great. It's a life partner. But when you're married, you make sure you can't sleep on the couch. Because when you're dating, someone can still leave.
Yes.
You pick up the fight tomorrow.
Yeah. Now. Where are you going?
Apart
from the couch, where are you
going?
Precisely.
I got fetched from the couch already. Come back to bed. You think you're going to sit here and watch TV all night? So you learn and you enjoy the process. And just be as present as possible, man.
Lekker. Dude, when are you on stage again? Because I know this run is coming to an end at the moment.
Yeah, so I'm wrapping up in Joburg. I've been here since 1 to 5 October at Theatre on the Square. It's 90-day comedian, the show that I'm touring. Then I'm in Durban, Paul, Gqeberha, East London and Cape Town. And then afterwards, next year, we'll add some Bloemfontein, Kimberley, but a bit of Maritzburg, Pretoria, as well as the Garden Route. So DalenOliver.com for all details. Come have a laugh. It's a fun show. We learn about why we are proud in South Africa.
Lekker. Dude, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Sterkte.
Appreciate you guys so much. Hulle weet nie wat ons weet nie. Lekker, man.